It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's rambling, wandering, roaming, roving, intrepid, adventurous reporter. Ruth, what's going on out there? And hello.
Good morning. And spring has sprung, and along with that, all the activities that we find in the northwest corner at this time of year. So I was rambling and running this week. Started off at the high school with the open house at the Voag Center, which is a hugely popular event. North Canaan even canceled its budget meeting so that people could go to it. It starts off in the morning for 2 mornings, bringing young children from daycares and primary grades to see all the offerings at the center, and what the VOAG kids are doing. There are machines to be checked out, there are hay rides, there are flowers to be shown and fish. But of course, the great attraction is the barn with the animals. And even I was taken in by, they had two lambs give birth that week. We had little triplet lambs and little twin lambs. And these furry little balls were just so, it was just wonderful. And then, of course, the kids get milkshakes, which is another highlight. And then in the evening, as I said, the public is invited to witness all the programs that the kids do, and they make presentations, and it really is a lovely affair. And so that was that. And then on Friday evening, no, Thursday, the Blue and Gold held its annual art show, student art show, and the kids have their entries up on the wall in the library. It's called the Kircher Hanzel Gallery, and the talent there is just phenomenal. And the highlight there is that a student is awarded the Warren Prindle Scholarship, which is underwritten by the Low Road Foundation and the Contemporary Arts Foundation. And they get it, that's the second most highest scholarship given at the high school. Not quite sure what the funding is, but it's quite extensive,
It's a
and
lot.
it's a lot. Yeah.
It is
And
a lot, and it is. And they have been really diligent is the wrong, generous, and it's a you know, and it goes to deserving. You know, in other words, it really helps nurture that talent if that is something that you want to do, and
Yeah.
that's great.
It's obviously open to art students. And the winner this year was Alex Wilbur, who is going to Bennington College to study studio and performing arts, I think. I think that's it. So again, that was a lovely event and a nice turnout. So always nice to see the programs going on this time of year at the high school. They really culminate in many, many, many things. There are budget meetings and votes going on. I was at the Cornwall town meeting on Friday evening, and it took all of 7 minutes. No comments. There were just no comments during the meeting, and then it was approved, the budget of $8 million something dollars. Then the finance board convened and set the mill rate at 16.6 or 16.2, 16.62, and they had to raise it this year. And as all the towns are facing, major increases are seen in health insurance, electric costs, oil costs. And in Cornwall, they've decided they wanted to support a lot of the regional social service organizations, such as Project Sage and the Chore Service. So they added something to those. So the grand list did go up 1.5%. So that helps offset a little, but they're taking 225,000 out of undesignated funds to help get the budget in place. And so that was that. And Saturday in Sharon was a lovely day. It was declared the Matt Metty Day. And Matt, as you know, is retiring or has retired now as Park and Rec Director for Sharon. He's been there 27 years and obviously very beloved. The program down at the pavilion at Veterans Field was quite emotional, and people just had high praise for Matt. Those of you who know him know how he's just a great guy and very dedicated to his job. He's been working with kids and coaching, but it was interesting to hear all the seniors come out who go on his bus trips and the just the love they have for him. So it was very touching, nice turnout. Hopefully Matt will still be around the area. He still serves on the board of the Housatonic Youth Service Bureau, and they're hoping he stays on that. So all in all, it was a busy weekend.
Do they have a replacement for him now?
Brian Fala from Torrington has been his named his replacement, and interestingly enough, they have divided the job into two. Matt did not only all the programs, but he did all the maintenance of the facilities and the beach and the fields, and they've decided it was warranted two jobs instead of one, and so a town crew member is going to be tasked with handling those things, the maintenance of the recreational facilities in town. So,
When did Brian start? Do you
Ryan
know?
started, it's been about well,
A
6 weeks,
couple of weeks, at least
maybe.
a couple of weeks.
Oh, at least, no, yeah, I interviewed him probably a month ago, 6 weeks, somewhere in there. Yeah, but there was a transition. Matt stayed on to, for a while, but now he's done. And, as I say, it was really, really a lovely. His son even came up from, I think, Philadelphia and gave a very heartwarming speech. So, these are the people who give so much to our towns. And sometimes we take a bit for granted. And then when you realize what they do, stop and think about it.
It
We're really
also
very fortunate.
depends on how old your kids are, because he was a feature in, let's just say that some of the teachers and coaches at the high school now worked with Matt when they were kids.
Right,
Not kids,
right.
but when they were teenagers, when they were growing up, when they were running marathons, etc.
Yeah.
So, the ties go deep. It's a thread that goes deep, is
Yeah,
what I'm
several of the speakers said he coached me. So,
Yeah.
yeah, including First Selectman Casey Flanagan. Yeah, so, yes, it runs deep. So, again, very heartwarming. We talked last week about conventions and primaries, and Mike set us straight on that. So the conventions were held this past week and weekend. And so now, for posterity's sake, we have Ned Lamont running for governor on the Democratic ticket and Ryan Fazio running on the Republican ticket. Aaron Stewart had to drop out for reasons that were listed, some incon well, I don't know, things that weren't right. So she's dropped out of the campaign. And
Criminal activity, let's just say it, criminal activity.
yeah, well, it was quite a shock. Yeah. And Betsy McCoy didn't get enough to even Okay,
Yes.
primary?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
She couldn't primary. You had to have at least 10 or 15%, I think, at that level.
Yeah.
So no, they didn't. I know 5th District for the Congress. How did that come out for
Yeah, Johanna got,
that case? No,
she,
no primary coming on that one.
I don't believe so. I
Okay,
don't
because I know
believe.
on the Republican side there's going to be a primary on that. So, and again, these primaries take place, I believe, August 11th.
Okay.
So, you know, one of those things where if you're in a primary situation, you really don't start the campaign for November until damn near September, and that makes things a little rough.
Yeah, well, it's better for some of us who don't want to listen to the
Well,
for
that's true
people who
too.
don't want to listen for
Well, the
somewhere.
interesting thing these days, though, on a lot of this stuff is that they're taking campaign money from the state. So you don't have a lot of fundraising efforts or anything either anymore because most candidates just find it's much easier to take the money the state's going to put up, and
Yeah.
everybody's on a so-called equal level, if you will. But then on the side, there's political action committees and stuff that are doing all kinds of things trying to guide you into where they want you to go. So, you know, you don't totally get away from it.
Well,
I'm
I
sure it's all terribly kosher, she said, but that's my
Oh,
opinion. So
absolutely.
don't, yeah, okay. Don't
Well, I think, you know,
make me, that's just, it's just my opinion.
I just think we should keep this in your listeners' minds about who's running. And again, you know, we need an involved electorate, and people will say, oh, I don't know, I have no idea, you know. Need to know if you have issues and who's going to address them and who isn't, and get out there and learn about them. Yeah.
I think that your real point in there that's really important to emphasize is, do you want to know or not? And if you decide not to educate, then you know you don't have much credibility when it comes to talking about these things because you do have an opportunity to be part of making a change if you want it.
That's right.
You know, and so people say, oh, my vote doesn't count. You know, excuses, excuses. Your vote counts, whether you're
Well,
on the winning side or not. That's another thing, but your vote counts.
take North Canaan. What was
Yeah.
that? By two votes.
Yeah,
Every vote counts.
that was a vote count there, yeah.
Yeah, I
They're
mean,
still
don't
looking for those two people.
you just can't say that. That it doesn't count.
I, Ruth, you know this from years ago, but this is when I first learned, because you know, if you come up from a bigger place, you kind of get, well, there are lots of people, but I think there was somebody on the Falls Village School Board or something, but it was the person who didn't vote, that person lost because someone didn't vote. I mean, literally one vote. So you've got North Canaan, years later, you have North Canaan with two votes, and you had at one time, you know what, 10 years, 11, a long time ago, one vote. And that is a stark reminder that, you know, folks, your vote really does count when it has to do with these issues, municipal history, blah, blah.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. And Kent had its budget hearing. It's they're behind it a little bit because they had to postpone their hearing 2 weeks ago because of a lack of a warning, and so they held their budget hearing on Friday night, and there's some issues there. The finance board did put money back into the Lake Warmug account. They're trying to deal with hydrilla. As you know, Lake Warmug is surrounded by three towns, Warren, Washington, and Kent. And so everything that goes on there pretty much has to get voted on by the three towns. And Kent had reduced its assessment for this hydrilla, and the finance board put it back. So we're on an even keel there. Well, not even, because Kent has a much lower percentage than the other two towns, but that was done. And Swift House people were out. That's that historic building in town that has been on the radar for years. What to do with it? It's For some, it's a very important building. For others, they just as soon see it sold because it needs millions of dollars of work to bring it up to specs, especially ADA, if the town is going to use it. And so there was a lot of talk about that during the meeting. I'm not sure where that's going at this point, but and the other towns are pretty much well, Sharon, the finance board is meeting tonight. As we know, they're dealing with a downed budget. And that's because of the school board budget. So that got voted down. So they're working and having to reconvene and do what they have to do. You know, it gets kind of hairy at this time of year because everything is dependent on getting it done by June 30th so you can start the new fiscal year, but the tax collector's got to get the bills out, and
Well, just a side note, though, regardless of all things, all of that still happens. The bills go out and everything else. It's just they may have to send out supplementals later on if the budget turns out different or the mill rate turns out different. So, as we talked last time, unlike the federal government, the town does not shut down. They continue to spend on their former spending plan. So, but you know, it's tough this time too. With summer coming in, you have a lot of people who go to places for a few weeks and stuff at this time of year, take trips. It's a tough time getting committees together. That's why you see so many times these committees don't have that many meetings in the summer. You see more cancellations than actual meetings, unless there's a real, quote, hot topic, no pun intended.
That is true. Yes, most things sort of relax during the summer, and then they start charging up again in the fall. But again, it's commitment by a lot of volunteers. These folks are donating their time, so
Now, are they going to have to go through another public hearing on that? Probably,
I
I think.
believe so. I would think if you're changing a budget, you've got to
I would think it has to go back.
go back again and do the whole the meeting at the hearing and the meeting, I guess.
And if that's the case, people want to keep their eyes open and go to the public hearing when we're talking about knowledge once again and find out what exactly the problem is.
And it's interesting, the school boards, the once the Region 1 budget is put in, there's no changing it. So you have that's stuck.
That chunk of change is yours, whether you like it or not. And oddly enough, too, that's also based on a prior year to bring more heartache to it. So it's an ever-changing thing that no one has really understood over the years, and it still continues to cause confusion. So,
And
anywho,
by the way, graduation at the high school, people are always interested, is June 19th.
June 19th. Sorry. Well, that's a little ways down the road yet.
Yeah, well, they had some snow days this year, so they had to.
And people should remember that that's a federal holiday.
June 19th.
Yeah, Juneteenth. And the reason
Juneteenth.
that I mentioned that is because if you want to go snag some cash to give to your graduate, you better do it the day before. Juneteenth,
Juneteenth. All right. Yeah, that is a federal holiday. Indeed. All right. Well, guys, we're getting close to that time. Over the weekend, folks, everyone needs to keep your eyes out and look for where your local parades and celebrations will be because it's Memorial Day weekend coming up. A lot of the
Monday's a
local.
federal holiday.
Yep, Monday's a federal holiday. A lot of the libraries and things around the area, both New York, Massachusetts, Connecticut, are all having these huge book sales during these weekends. And that's something interesting if you're into books, to go there and check those out. So check out all your local libraries, your town hall websites. A lot of activities out there for this coming weekend.
And a lot of 250th things are part of the Memorial Day parade at some,
Yeah,
well, not a lot, some.
it's all being rolled up, but eventually the real big stuff will probably come on July 4th, obviously.
And I'll wait till next week to remind everybody that it used to be called Decoration Day. Look it up, and then you know what it is that you are what it is that you are memorializing.
All right.
Is it,
Barring any
am I on?
objections, it's time for us to close this meeting.
In that case, I will say, what am I supposed to say? I second. All right. This has been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's wandering, roving, intrepid, adventurous, and she added one today, running reporter on Robin Hood Radio.